FAM Morbid Makers here, Krista and
Jamie.
And this week we have an urban legend for you. This one has many versions, so we're just going to get to it.
So, the only light on the wooded back roads he was driving that night came from his truck's headlights. He rounds a corner and sees something white flowing in the wind. He thought his tired eyes were playing tricks on him until his truck gets closer and notices the white was a long dress covering a beautiful woman. He pulls over and asks if she needs help, because he couldn't just leave her there, as he'd been the only one he'd seen on the road the past hour. She gets in thanking him and telling him she needs to go home. Even though she sits silently the whole ride, he is drawn to her beauty and wished she would return his flirty advances through it, though he knows his wife's at home. As he pulls up to the house, he turns to ask her if it's the correct one, only to find an empty seat. He slams on the brakes in shock, wildly looking around for the woman. When she is nowhere to be found, he blames his experience on sleep deprivation and drives shakily on, not knowing that his own debt was in the immediate future.
This is just one urban legend of many. The tale of the woman in white is an international phenomenon, dating back to medieval times. During medieval times, it is said that the woman in white would appear in the homes of someone that was going to die. The woman in white, being the harbinger of death, is a thing that has lasted over the centuries and cultures. Another theme is that the woman in white story is always tragic. Infidelity, murder, suicide are normally the cause of the woman's demise. Also, depending on what part of the world you're in, her name varies. She's also known as the Weeping Woman or the Lady in White, or the White Lady, I'm sorry.
Oh. Like in Hispanic legend, La Llorona, or Weeping Woman, she is said to have drowned her children in order to be with the man she loved. When he would not take her, she then drowned herself in a lake in Mexico City. The legend goes that she was not permitted into heaven because she was asked at the gates about the whereabouts of her children. The woman has then been forced to wander the earth for all this eternity to look for her murdered children. Her constant weeping during her search is how she's given the name La Llorona.
I don't know, but that sounds like fair punishment to me.
Yeah.
I know they say it's because of, like, temporary insanity, but that one was just selfish.
Yes.
I know it happens often, but I'll never understand those who killed their children. But there's also another version of La Llorona, where it's claimed that the woman would kidnap children who disobeyed their parents. Like a lot of other tales, they use them to make their children behave. Kind of like the Rougarou.
Yes.
Here in Louisiana. Either way, those who hear her cry, they hear her scream, "Ay, mi hijos," which means, "Oh, my children," in English.
Another interesting one started by making its rounds via Facebook Messenger. Remember those chain messages where you had to pass it on or else?
No. Oh, golly.
Yeah, never passed those on.
No, you'll win $1 million, be rich forever.
Well, this one used a video showing a young woman named Teresa Fidalgo being picked up by a group of friends in a car. During the ride, you see Teresa pointing frantically to a spot on the road, causing those in the car to panic, and just before the car crashes, the video shows Teresa's face with blood on it. The message that went along with this video stated if you didn't forward this to a set number of people, then something terrible would happen to you.
Oh my goodness, I couldn't imagine getting something like that. But come to find out that the video is linked to a car accident that allegedly took place in Portugal in 1983, which caused the death of young Teresa Fidalgo. Her story has now become Portugal's Lady in White, since Teresa is sporting a white dress in the video. Apparently, many people deleted their Facebook accounts after this over fear.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary what people are scared of.
Yes.
Though, I do enjoy a good urban legend. I like hearing all the various stories surrounding one's hill. This one I really find interesting because she is not attached only to one region like the Jersey Devil or the Rougarou or any other region of creature. For example, in Sweden, the woman in white wasn't a woman at all when this legend began. It started out as a specter of a man emerging from the shadow of the highway that runs through the Belchen Tunnel. When someone stops to offer the man a ride, he would get in and then disappear from the vehicle, leaving the driver in shock. From here, the tale morphed into that of an older, pale woman dressed in all white. In 1983, two women stopped to help her, and when they asked if she was sick, which she replied she was, and while driving the old, pale woman blurted out that something terrible had happened soon, and then she disappeared from the car. The two women were so shaken up they drove to the nearest restaurant and called the police to report what happened. The incident even made the headlines in Switzerland.
Oh my goodness, could you imagine? But could you imagine thinking you were going to help some old lady and all of a sudden she's out of your car? Mm-hmm. Mm. But, I mean, this woman in white, there was, the La Llorona was actually a movie.
Okay.
And I don't know if you guys ever watched Supernatural. Again, we're not sponsored by any of these, but they had a woman in white episode. Mm. So it's a, you know, it's a big urban legend. And I don't know, I've never met anybody that's ever met a woman in white.
No.
But I'm wondering if any of our listeners have, or if they have their own personal tales.
I know.
Which would be kind of cool. Because I know we could go on about the woman in white, because every region, every state, every country has their own version. And it's really interesting tale to look up. But tragedy is never pleasant, and it's always an opportunity for someone to invent a tale surrounding it. Whether you believe in ghosts, or maybe the fact that the energy surrounding these misfortunes can cause you to feel uneasy, you will always hear an urban legend no matter where you live. And like I said before, like, do you have anything to share? It might not just be a woman in white, if there's any urban legends in your region that we might not have heard of. Because again, a lot of them are regional.
I think there's one here. Not in Louisiana. Oh, with the research, because there's a bridge, there's a plantation, I think, or some, or a bridge, and, like, if you drive on the bridge at midnight, the girl comes out on the bridge, and, like, you can't drive your car, and I think she's in white. I'm with the
yeah,
research.
We'll have to research that one. Like I said, almost every region has their own woman in white.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see what that one's about, because that'd be creepy.
Yes.
But like always, please like, share, subscribe, tell your friends. Go to our Facebook page. If you do go to our Facebook page or even our YouTube channel, you can always put your tales there. And we will always mention your tales.
And feel free to send them in a message if you don't want to share them where everybody can see them.
Yes.
It's okay. Just keep it anonymous.
Yes. And like we said, we always appreciate you guys listening.
Yes.
And until next time, be relentless.
Be unstoppable.
Be the weird.